Hey, how you doing? Have you kind of feel a little bit more relaxed or less tension or anxiety? I'm starting to come out of the numb phase of it all. Let's see, today is Friday. What's the date? November 8th. Oh my gosh, it just doesn't seem that far, does it? So 11:29. Friday, November the 8th, 2024. I'm at the park. You hear the birds? Oh, that's a new one. I wanted to share this with you and the noise of the park. I'm at the Nature Center in Southern California, and this place has quite a few trails, has some bridges with some streams, and lots of birds. And just people walking along with their grandkids. So, beautiful day out. I've been wanting to do this the last 2 days. but we have the Santa Ana winds. So, actually, the center was closed because of the winds. So, I think that this is the time that we like to call forest. Just go out and take a walk and try to reconnect. You know what? Getting off social media is like, I don't know, probably equivalent to somebody trying to withdraw from any other kind of drug. No, alcohol, meth, heroin, all the goodies. No, I haven't tried any. Oh, this beautiful bridge. Which way should we go? The bird feeding observation area? Yeah, let's go see some observation of some birds getting fed. We mostly have squirrels right here. Oh my God, there's a whole family of them. They're stealing from the bird feeders. So these squirrels are just loving it. So yeah, let me tell you, my thumbs hurt less. It is kind of hard. I'm still watching the news. I still saw, you know, I'm just using the news app to get headlines. And Facebook, I'm slowly closing down. I think I'm in the E's right now. You got to do it one by one. I won't let you do it any other way. But I'm just keeping my Facebook strictly my actual friends and family. Nobody that I kind of know or cousin of a cousin. Screw that shit. Wow. Hey, do any of you belong to Peanut the Squirrel? Yeah, you might want to say a little prayer for Peanut. My God, did you guys hear that story about Peanut the Squirrel? Supposedly some guy, and I think it's totally fake because even the TMZ guy that was interviewing him, the owner of it, he looked kind of fake too doing the interview that I saw. And it was just a little bit too dramatic. But the guy said that the police came into his house, they looked at his house for 10 hours and something. And then the raccoon and the squirrel Peanut, who was famous on the internet, bit them and supposedly had to be euthanized. I don't know about that, but it seemed like it was a funny meme on the right. And I couldn't believe that they were having this whole free Peanut or revenge Peanut or something like that. I think that was just crazy. Dang. I like having these little benches because, like, right here below me is a nice little creek with more squirrels. These people following me? Nah, it's just a grandmother and the grandson. Mining in Silverado Canyon. Okay, cool. Oh, that water. Sorry about that. I opened up a bottle of water and squeezed out my shirt. Luckily, it was just room temperature. So what are you guys going to do this weekend? Huh? I don't know either. Just trying to figure it out day by day. Just so you know, here's an interesting thing. It looks like a state of California is calling in a special session on December 2nd. And it looks like the 15 Democratic states are going to have to unite in order to protect themselves from a new Trump administration. So, yeah, it's going to be federal versus state. It's kind of scary. And I don't know this Wiles lady that's going to be his chief of staff, but supposedly she's like an ice queen or something. But that was a surprise hire. You know, he doesn't usually like smart women. I don't know if she's smart or not. I don't know her. What else did I see that was really crazy out there? Oh my God, I just read that at some middle school that the boys are going around your body, my choice. And I was just like, you know, your body is my body now. And I'm like, I did not expect that to be one of the backlashes. That's just insane. You should have seen the hate crime that happened under the Trump administration. I had to deal with it even with my own kids at the middle school level and the high school level. All three of my kids have been called terrorists. Can you believe that? And that was living in a very red district called Yorba Linda. I don't live there anymore, but I used to live in Yorba Linda, which is the home of the Richard Nixon Library. I was in a sea of red. Anyway, taking a break from politics and taking a break from social media and taking breaks from not watching MSNBC, you know, 24/7, none of that. It's just time to disconnect. So, you know, what do you have to do to reboot, right? You have to unplug it. Count to like 30 and then plug it back in. I just know that for those 4 years, I fought that monster every single day, and I honestly don't think I have the strength in me to do it this time. I don't think my mental health or my anxiety that it's going to be good for. I don't know. I see actually Kamala maybe later on running to be governor of California. She would easily win that, no problem, hands down. So she can be the governor of California here soon. I don't know when Gavin Newsom's terms are up. Can you believe that we have to get plans together to fight a fascist in the White House? Oh, by the way, if you don't have a passport, I suggest that you get one right away. I heard that they already spiked. I heard Canada, well, this happened before the election, but Canada shut down their borders for the next 2 years. So that had to tell you something. I don't know. If we shut the border down, I don't think Mexico is going to let us in either. So that's going to be interesting. And, you know, let the trade wars begin. Let the tariff wars begin. People actually think that they're going to get cheaper groceries and gas. Wow, they're going to be surprised. They're going to be... Oh, I also saw something else that he's going to try for a second term. Obviously, you know, he's going to be way too old. But I'm just saying that these are what these mofos were doing, is they were trying to set it up to where he could have another one. I don't know. Do you remember that meme that had Trump... with a whole bunch of yard signs that said like 2024, 28, 32, 36, 40. And it just kept going on and on and on. Honestly, I think that that's what's going to happen. I believe that, you know, if we give up this power, I don't know if we're ever going to get it back. Especially if they get the House that's still pending. I've tried not to look at any numbers. I still want to know where 15 million people went. And why the Latino men? I didn't get that one either. They're talking about mass deportation, your cousins, man. your brothers and your sisters, they're already starting that shit. They're already making plans. One guy's already saying the Trump DOJ on Fox or Newsmax, one of those crappy channels. Oh! I mean, isn't this just bullshit we gotta go through? Well, I want to say thank you for letting me bitch and moan. And because I know I'm not alone, and I want to let you know that you're not alone either. I used to be on CNN iReport from 2008 for about 5 years, and I even won Best Commentary in 2012 on this video I did called Ode to Borders, and it was about the Borders bookstores closing down. So yeah, I won Best Commentary for that, and that was like out of 100,000 videos or some crap. So it was pretty cool. But I used to do videos back in the day with my iPhone, with my little camcorder, you know, everything. And what I realized when I looked back is that I left a whole bunch of people behind that were still listening to the radio and are now just getting into podcasting. Because when I first heard of podcasting, I thought it was kind of boring. You know, who actually is going to stop and listen to you? You can barely get anybody to read a tweet, let alone have somebody listen to you for 20 to 30 minutes. But as I looked back, I noticed that technologically wise and education wise, there's a huge group of people, and I think a lot of them are MAGA, that have been left behind in the communications field. I mean, that's my forte, is communications, the history of communications, you know, everything. That's what I have my degree, my bachelor's degree from Cal State Fullerton, is in communications with an emphasis in radio, television, and film. So, yeah. I've produced radio, I've produced a video, I've worked on documentaries. I had my own documentary called God Amongst Presidents. I just have a rough cut. I needed an editor still to go in and do some transitions and stuff on that one. But I still have it. So it's like, what am I going to do now that I have committed, I would say, the last 3.5 months for Kamala Harris, making the podcast, trying to remind people of who he was for those 4 years, what Project 2025 was. And yes, they're going to start implementing it already. They're working on doing a mass firing, like on day one, about 2,000 to 3,000 civil servants. That's going to be nuts. They figured out all the loopholes. When I was reading Project 2025, they figured out all these loopholes to where the president can do all these things and can bypass Congress altogether. They found every single loophole, if you can believe it or not. By having just a memo mentioned in the DOJ would change the whole hierarchy, like the family tree of it all, right? And it just amazes me how fast that this can happen because they found all the loopholes. But who's going to enforce it? I mean, who's going to tell all these people to get out of their chairs to let somebody else get on top of the chair, sitting in the chair. So, I guess I'm just going to stay unplugged. I'm going to keep doing my podcast. I am still, you know, coming down off of this social media high. I want to watch, you know, movies. I don't want to watch any documentaries. It's like anything that's fact-based, because we were just talking about this the other day. We're talking about books to read and that he wanted to read more. And I said, well, all mine are political books. And I said, with your grandfather, I would read it, or he would read it, and then we would switch and then we would discuss it. I really miss my father-in-law. I really miss that part. So I said that this is what I read. I said, I like to read nonfiction. Because, you know, fiction is on the TV when I watch a movie, you know, or a show for my escape or whatever. And then I guess, I don't know if this makes sense. Let's see. Just use my phone as little as possible. I mean, that's all I can do. And try to get the mental health back. Go for more walks. Watch movies, not documentaries, because I don't need any more facts in my head. That's what I was trying to point out. It's polls. These stupid polls. Nobody polled to find out actually how many people are going to show up to vote. Jesus. I mean, isn't that pollster 101? Try to figure out how many people are going to actually show up to vote. Oh, the squirrels are coming back around. Oh, the little kid has come back around. Anyway, I hope that you are enjoying your time with your family. Get to know them again. Okay? Let's just take a break, regroup. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to fight them for 4 years or just go into a cave. I've already read a lot of people, you know, are leaving the country, especially celebrities. Because it's going to be interesting to find out who he throws in jail first and gets away with it. He's got a long list. Long, long list. And now you got the super freaks in there. The first time you had good-hearted Republicans that were conservatives that were in there, and they were guardrails. And then some of them couldn't take it anymore and would resign. And now you got all of Heritage Foundation and all their people that are going to be put onto the administrators and the staff. You're going to watch it happen in real time. So, buckle up, stock up. Luckily, we were about to put a whole bunch of money into bonds for my son. And luckily we didn't do it because once he got elected, the bond market dropped. He's going to ruin a really good economy. It's not perfect right now. And yes, it still had work to be done. But he's going to destroy it in the matter of weeks when he gets in. But I hate being a Debbie Downer about it all. But truth is truth. And people were laughing, saying, oh, he's not going to do that from Project 2025. He's not going to do this, that, or the other. Sweetheart, they've already begun. They've already begun. The numbers seemed really off. He was always at a 47% as far as his base. Where he found 3.2% more people is beyond me. I hope you enjoyed the water and the squirrels with me today. I'll try to post again on Monday. I'm thinking Monday, Wednesday, Fridays to do this. And just going on walks and just chit-chatting. And I want you to stay in touch, okay? I know it's hard with podcasts, but my email address is melissafosley@yahoo.com. M-E-L-I-S-S-A, F as in Frank, A-Z-L-I. Please hit that subscribe button. Email me if you have any ideas or any topics that we should talk about. I want to know what you got to say. Stay in touch.